Hey there, Joe Crummy brought my guitar into the studio because I want to talk about Stairway to Heaven and the copyright infringement case that is going on right now in Los Angeles. You got the guys in the band, Jimmy Page, and the record company, and everybody that ever made any money off of Stairway. And as you can guess on Stairway, they made a lot of money. Think about all the teenagers that made out to Stairway to Heaven over the last 40 years or so. We used to play it at Record Hops when I was a kid, and I was a DJ, and they would pay me money, and that was so funny to watch. I know I'm digressing, but it was so funny to watch kids start to slow dance in the beginning of Stairway, and all the guys were all excited about that, and it was great. And then the band would start to bust out at the end part, and then to watch the kids on the in the high school gym, you know, try to figure out, now what do I do? That was always great. And I was just, you know, a young DJ, so it was $50 that you made or whatever. But anyway, the song Stairway has been so huge for so many years, and it's an archetypal riff. Everybody knows, if I could play it right, everybody knows this, right? Everybody knows it, but there was a band back in the 60s, and I remember this band, it was called Spirit, and they had a really funny song called Fresh Garbage. That's the only thing I remember about Spirit. It was real funny, because me and my friends at school, we, fresh garbage, we just thought it was funny. They also wrote a song called Taurus, and let's listen to the intro to Taurus, because you'll see the similarities right up front. The writer is Randy California Wolf. Listen to it. Right? The mix isn't great on this right to left stereo, but let's do it again. Listen closely. I'm going to add on this. See, it's close. Yeah, okay, so it's. And then they go someplace else. None of that sounds like Stairway, right? But this sort of, there's a 12-string guitar in this. It's in the same key. There's no question about those are similarities. But in terms of the basic move itself, you know, but the thing is, that's been around for a long time. And I wonder whether or not, and nobody's bringing this up in the case, beyond that, there's not much similarity to the two songs at all, except that iconic riff, right? And they don't even play the high note. Jimmy Page added that. I mean, the Taurus people are doing, right? I think they're doing whatever. They move on after that. But Page was doing, instead of just going down, he added at the same time. So you get, and does it again. You know, so they're still really similar. But the thing I brought up a second ago and then moved on was, how come nobody's talking about Johnny Rivers, who had a hit, lots of hits back in the 60s, and he had a song called Summer Rain, and it went. Remember this, Johnny Rivers? I mean, what's the difference? And he just played it a little bit differently. He would go, Summer Rain taps at my window. Remember this? West window, doo doo doo. Do, 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 do. And this is a big hit for him. Da, 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 da. And it would go, sitting here by me, yeah. She's here by me. And he'd go right into it. So the riffs have been around for a long time. Now, the interesting thing on this, depending upon who wins, if Led Zeppelin wins, I think they should. At the most, a settlement to the family of this Randy California guy. But I just think the songs are so different. And that the riff itself has been around for a long time. And that's why I wonder if I'm Johnny Rivers, do I have my attorneys looking after my song, Summer Rain? You know, because that was, I think, 1966. And Zeppelin didn't come out with their thing until after that. So Johnny Rivers could say, hey, you ripped me off, too. I think that if Zeppelin wins, everything is fine. If they don't win on this, and the Randy California Wolf people take home a substantial amount of money on this, I think it's bad. Because there are a lot of basic building blocks of music that everybody uses. It's almost like words, you know. It's like, hey, I said discombobulate before you did. You know, I own that. You know, it's almost as bad as that in music. They're just, how should we put this? They're just building blocks to music, and everybody kind of knows them. And, you know, and they're little runs, especially because of the way the guitar is configured, that you're going to play a certain run or so. Just because the way the notes and the guitar physically is configured is just an easy thing to do. Like on a guitar, you know, you can go... You know, you hear that all the time. That's partly because the guitar just says, yeah, play that, because it's easy. Just stick your fingers here and it's all good. And, I mean, how many times on a guitar have you heard? You know, the Eastern world, it is exploding. So all these riffs, you know, even this one, have been around for a long time. So I think that Zeppelin should prevail on this. If they don't, that's just going to open the door to more lawsuits, because there's a lot of money to be made. Joe Crummy, thanks for listening, and it was also a pleasure to bring in my guitar. The kids slow dancing this. So funny.